Kof Ches Mal Cheshvan, Friday the 25th of November, Harav Yaakov Hillel.
It's a pleasure to be here. We come from year to year, and it's an opportunity to say to Divrei Torah to people who are keen on hearing. This week's Sedra, we have the Indian of the Broches that Yitzhak blessed his sons, wanted to bless Esav. In the end, Yaakov got the brachot. And obviously, there's many difficult points to understand what exactly went on here. First of all, from the very first moment, it says, V'igdilu ha'ne'arim, the two boys started growing up. It already became very obvious, each one, where he's going. V'ahi Esav ish sadeh, ish yodeh sa'id, ish sadeh. Esav was a hunter, a man of the fields. The Targum says, Gvar Nachshar Khan, a bored person. That's how the Targum explains it, a bored person. A person with not much involvement and positive activity. And on the other hand, Yaakov, Ishtam, Yoshevu Halim. Yaakov was a Ishtam, was a person working on his perfection. A Yoshevo Halim, someone who sits in the tents of Torah. So it would be very surprising why the Pasuk says, we have Yitzhak et Esav, side befiv, v'lifka ohevet et Yaakov. That the reason given why Yitzhak loved Esav, because ki side befiv, because he feeds him the meats he likes, the way, the cooking he likes. So that's why he likes Esav. I mean, it's a very surprising statement to make. I mean, Yitzhak is very much aware that his son Yaakov is the Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. He knows that the ultimate purpose of Am Yisrael is to have the 12 tribes who Yaakov gave birth to, and from them there's going to be a Klal Yisrael, they're going to receive the Torah. The whole purpose of Klal Yisrael is study of Torah and keeping of mitzvot. So how could the Torah say about Yitzhak, he loved Esav, kitzayid befeed, because he feeds him. And also, Rivka ohevet et Yaakov, it doesn't say any reasons. And that's certainly not very educational to have one the father loving this son and the mother loving this son. What's going on here? And further on, we see that when the time comes for giving a blessing, so Yitzhak wants to give the blessing to Esav, and he tells him, "Kach et kashtecha, et teliecha, et kashtecha, v'tzuda litzayin, v'vetali matamim, ka'asher ahavti, leman avarcha nafshi. Take your bow and arrow, your sword, and go out hunting, and cook for me the food the way I like it, so I can bless you." In fact, one of the Rishonim comments that this is, like those so-called mekubalim going around and saying, give me a nice donation and I'll bless you. I mean, Yitzhak Avinu is saying, feed me and then I can bless you. What's it got to do? You want to give a blessing to your son? Give a blessing. What's it got to do with feeding him? So we could answer this question that from the very beginning we knew, it's well known, that we're living in a world, in a physical and material world, but within the physical and material, we have to develop the spiritual. Even Yaakov, it says, "Usulam mutzav arza v'rosho magiya shamayma." He was well rooted in this world, in the physical material world, although his head went all the way up to heavenly spiritual matters, but every person has to be rooted in the physical world as well. So, as it says, Hashem created the world for Torah and for Israel. Bishbil HaTorah, Bishbil Israel. But for Am Yisrael to be able to learn Torah, there must be financial support, there must be the material backing to the study of Torah. So in other words, the concept of Yisachar and Zvulun, of two tribes, one working and supporting and the other full-time studying, is misoda olam. It's from the very creation of the world, it was an accepted fact that you cannot exist in the physical world without the material support, and then you can develop spiritually. So obviously when this the Jewish people will come to be Am Israel, who will receive the Torah, they would need the financial support, and they would need the spiritual development. So Yitzhak made a calculation. First of all, there's another question we can ask. A father can bless 10 children. What's the problem? Why all of a sudden here this, we have one bracha, and we have to decide who to give it to, whether to Esav or to Yaakov. Bless both of them. Why not? What's the problem? A father can bless 10, 20 children even. There's no problem. And why is there all of a sudden only one bracha? Even Esav asked this. Bracha had hilecha vi barchenina. He told his father, okay, so you bless Yaakov. So now bless me also. You have only one blessing. You can bless me. Why not? However, Yitzhak, bracha that we're speaking about in this parasha is a very special bracha. It's the bracha of Zvulun. Yitzhak had in his mind that obviously Am Yisrael has to have the support and the study of Torah. So he thought, if we can get Esav to be the Zvulun within Am Yisrael, him and his children after him, so if he gets the bracha for material wealth and success, he will be the Zvulun, and he will support Torah, and Yaakov will be Ishtam, Yosef Alim, and the world will exist happily ever after. If Esav would not get the bracha, then he's going to assimilate and be lost forever. He won't be part of Klal Yisrael. So Yitzhak thought the only way of saving Esav and keeping him within the fold is giving him the tafkid, the task of being the supporter of Torah. So if he gives him the beracha of wealth and material success so that he will support Yaakov in his learning, so he will remain within the fold and we'll have in Klal Yisrael, Yisachar and Zvulun, what could be better? So that's why it says we have Yitzhak et Esav kitzayit b'fiv. He was justifying his love for Esav to choose him as the future Zvulun in Klal Yisrael. Kitzayit b'fiv. He was feeding him. So if Yitzhak was the tzaddik hador, he was the rabbi of the generation, and Esav is feeding, taking care of his father. So he has in him the interest, the goodness to be supporter of Torah, and he was justifying his love for him. We have Yitzhak et Esav kitzayit b'fiv, he's supporting me. And so to justify completely the bracha, when he was going to give it to him, he says, "Kach et tilecha v'tkashtecha, take your bows and arrows, go out hunting, with tzudat yitzayit, and bring in your catch and cook it the way I like." All of this was to justify giving the blessing of Parnassah, the blessing of Zvulun, which would make him very rich, and he would be able to be the support of Yaakov and of Klal Yisrael. But it says, Rivka hevedit Yaakov. Rivka understood. Esav is too far away and too involved in the material world to ever think of supporting Torah. If he takes the bracha of Zvulun, he will certainly misuse his wealth, and nothing will come to Torah, and there will not be the support of Torah. She understood in her power of prophecy that the Yisachar and Zvulun have to come out of Yaakov. Yaakov himself, who is the Ishtam, Yosef Ohalim, he should give birth to, among his 12 children, he'll have two of them, one will be a Yisachar, one will be a Zvulun, and it should all be within Yaakov, that the one who appreciates Torah, the one who loves Torah, for sure, the son who will be involved in the material world, who expects him to support the Torah, will be someone who has the right hashkafah, the right outlook in life, having been a son of Yaakov, and he will certainly be a faithful supporter of Torah. So Rivka insisted that the bracha will come to Yaakov, and that's why she played a little trick, to get the brachot for Yaakov. And that's why we see that there's only one bracha. The moment Yaakov got the bracha of wealth as well, he has no problem. He can bless Esav, that he'll be a good Baal Tshuva, that he'll be a nice person and all that, that's not a problem. He can make, bless him 100 times a day. But the bracha of Zbulun was already given over to Yaakov. And that's why when Esav comes on and says, Habracha, Hadhi Lecha Avi, you've only got one blessing. He said, what can I do? I already gave it to Yaakov, you know. He took the bracha. So we see how from the very beginning, we say Ma'ase Avot, Siman Lebanim, from the very foundations of Klal Yisrael, already by Yitzhak and Yaakov, this concept of the study of Torah and the support of Torah was in the very fundamental basis of the creation of the world and the creation of Am Yisrael. That the Torah needs support, the Torah needs kiyum. And for this purpose, Hashem blesses Am Yisrael with that we have among Klal Yisrael, people who take on the responsibilities of Zvulun, and when Hashem blesses them with wealth and success, they give off their bracha of their success to support Torah and the world and make the Torah great. And of course, this is always in all generations. It's very very important. As Hazal say, "Im kemah in Torah." If we don't have the support of Torah, there won't be Torah. You can't, you know, the Torah will not carry on. How can it carry on? But Baruch Hashem, with the bracha of Yitzhak, the Zvulun of Klal Yisrael have been faithful throughout the generations, and even more specifically, we could say in our generation, when we look around and think how many yeshivot are all over the world, how many, you know, Talmudic Torah, how many girls' schools, how many kolelim, how much hesed is going on in Klal Yisrael, it's something unbelievable, the amount of hesed and the amount of support for causes which are close to Torah and involved in Torah there are in the world. Because Klal Yisrael realize their responsibilities. We usually explain, the Pasuk says, Etz Chaim Hi Lemachazikim Ba V'Tomchei Me'ushar. The Torah is a tree of life to those who hold on to it, and V'Tomchei, and those who support it, Me'ushar, they will be happy. So the question is if this Pasuk is not repetitious. So we could explain it like this, and this is how more or less we find it explained in Nefesh HaChaim of Rabbi Chaim Mevolozhin, the Talmid of the Vilna Gaon. He says, Mashal lema devar dumeh, to what can we compare this? We can compare this to a person who's on a ship, and there's a storm at sea, and the ship capsizes, and this person is thrown into the sea. And then all of a sudden he sees a plank of wood floating. He grabs onto it and he holds on for dear life. He knows that as long as he is holding on to this plank, he won't drown. And that's what it means. Etz Chaim Hi Lemachazikim Ba. Some people support Torah for the purpose because they know that without the zechut, without the merit of Torah, they have nothing. They'll drown in the waves all the evil which surrounds us in this world today. We're in a very stormy sea and there's a lot of dangers and deep waters, and we need to hang on to the Etz Chaim. If we're connected to the Torah, even those who cannot devote their lives full time to study, at least they can support the Torah. So that's what it means, Etz Chaim Hi Lemachazikim Ba. If you support Torah in order to save yourself from drowning, it's also good. The Torah will be for you a Etz Chaim, the Torah will save you. But that's not the highest level of support of Torah. The highest level is the Tomchei HaMe'ushar. These are the people who realize that they have a responsibility in the world to make sure the Torah is great in the world. Not just that, you know, to think that you're saving yourself from drowning. Beyond that, how do you make the Torah great in the world? What can I do towards the development and the growth and the success of Torah in the world? If I realize that without my input, the Torah is, Hasa Shalom, collapsing in the world, And it's up to me to do the utmost to save the Torah from collapsing. Now I'm thinking not of myself, that I won't drown, but I'm thinking of the future of Klal Yisrael, of saving Torah. If my outlook is to save the Torah, Tumcheha, I'm supporting Torah for the sake of Torah, to save the Torah, Me'ushar. That's really the person who's going to be happy and successful in this world and in the world to come. Of course, the Chachamim say that even those who support Torah have to be involved in learning Torah. En buri rehet velo ama aretz hasid. Someone who is completely ignorant, he cannot be God-fearing. And, you know, and even an Am Haaretz who has some information, but it's not so clear. He's got some idea here and there. He can't be a Hasid, certainly. He can be maybe a Rehet, he can be a Mekayim Mitzvot, but he cannot be a Hasid who does Lifnim Meshurat Adin. So for a person to be able to do his duty in this world, keeping the Mitzvot as they should be kept, through understanding of the halakha, to understanding of what exactly we're doing when we do a mitzvah, to be able to serve Hashem with happiness, with understanding, with Torah, we have to be koveyatim to the Torah. And that's the importance of organizations like this, very special organization where people come on a daily basis to study, to hear words of Torah, and to make the Torah available to a larger audience, that people should have a clear message, a good, a good thought for the day, a good thought for the week. Really, it's a very great mitzvah, and we want to bless all those involved with success and happiness, and we should see the Torah growing from strength to strength in our generation. Amen.